My major concern right now, and I'd at least mention this, I've done several shows today to try to let people understand, make people understand, yes, the deficit and the spending, all that is terrible, but what is equally as bad that nobody knows about is what's happening in terms of the regulations. You know, we have all these programs that this administration has tried to pass. I would say the main one that people are familiar with is cap and trade. You remember the old thing? It's been going on for 10 years now. And the cap and trade would cost the American people somewhere between $300 and $400 billion a year. Now, that's a huge thing. Again, bringing that figure down to my, for every taxpaying family in my state of Oklahoma, that would be a little over $3,000 a year. And you get nothing for it. According to the president's own director of the Environmental Protection Agency, Lisa Jackson, when I asked her on the record, would this, if we were to pass any of these cap and trade bills, would this reduce CO2 emissions? Assuming you want to reduce CO2 emissions. She said no, because this is only applied in the United States, and I would carry it one step further. As we run out of ways to create energy in America, we would have a job flight from our manufacturing base that would have to go to places like China and like India and like Mexico, where they don't really have any emission restrictions. So it would, if anything, increase emissions. Nonetheless, in fact, I would say this, I'm very proud of the United States Senate, because now they have perhaps, at the very most, 24 votes to pass a cap and trade. So what does the president do? He says, fine, we'll do it through regulations. So through regulations, he's attempting to do that. And we're going to hear next week, just another example. I could name, in fact, there are six major areas where regulations are costing hundreds of billions of dollars. But another one he's going to announce next week is going to be tightening the standards on NACs. And it's going to be one that is going to be costing in the neighborhood of $90 billion each year. So just in two of these regulations, you have $400 billion a year that it's costing the American people. And people just aren't aware of it. You know, some smart guy in my office went back and he said, you know, you're not the first person to be concerned about these regulations and the cost of regulations. Politicians don't talk about it because no one understands it. But Ronald Reagan, back in 1981, I'm reading right now, this is a quote, he said, overregulation causes small and independent business men and women, as well as large businesses, to defer or terminate plans for expansion. And that's when he said, I have asked Vice President Bush, that was the first Bush, to head a cabinet-level task force on regulatory relief. So they realized it back then, the cost of overregulation. And it's come to the point now where it's ever been as important as just the spending problem. But